The bill being considered in the legislature comes in response to a state Supreme Court ruling handed down last year. In a split decision, the court ruled 4-3 that lawsuits for wrongful death caused by medical malpractice must be filed within 3 years of the medical error. State Senator Mark Miller of Monona says his bill would reverse that ruling.
This decision creates the untenable outcome that the estate of a person who lingers more than 3 years after an injury resulting from medical malpractice can never sue for wrongful death. This bill seeks to remedy that unequal treatment of wrongful death victims by clarifying that the clock starts ticking for all wrongful death suits on the date of death.
But doctors say reversing the court ruling will likely lead to higher malpractice insurance premiums for doctors. Wisconsin Medical Society attorney Mark Grappentine says it's the wrong thing to do at a time when the state's patient compensation fund is in the red.
Anything that is done by the legislature to increase the potential liability exposure of physicians not only hurts in terms of insurance premiums that physicians have to pay, but also increases the exposure of the fund, which, as we all know, is in a different situation than it was 2 years ago.
But supporters of the bill say if the Supreme Court ruling stands, it would mean that the right to sue a doctor for wrongful death may run out before the person dies. Justice Patrick Crooks, who wrote the dissent to the ruling, said that would foster a public perception that common sense is sometimes lacking in Supreme Court rulings. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.